Thanks for listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Many communities are struggling now, whether that's on account of economic uncertainty or the ever-increasing threat of the coronavirus, as we see the number of confirmed cases continue to rise. But most Americans say they feel optimistic about the potential for recovery in the long term, and nearly 1 in 5 believe their community will emerge stronger than ever. That is according to a new national survey conducted by Public Agenda, USA Today, and Ipsos. The survey also finds some surprising agreement across partisan lines about what people feel is the best path forward. Illinois Newsroom health reporter Christine Herman filed a story on these findings, and she joins us now. Christine, welcome back to The 21st. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Brian.
So let's start with the big takeaways from this survey. What were those?
Right. So as you mentioned, most people are feeling pretty optimistic. The majority of people feel like even though their communities are going to suffer in the short term, that in the long term, they will recover. And, you know, the reason may be because of what many people are seeing happen right now. So here's what Trina DeSembly in Toledo, Ohio, told me.
I think all communities are going to be stronger because of this, because people are watching for other people, especially the elderly.
So Trina was talking about how just she's feeling like people in her neighborhood are talking to each other more often than they were before. They're contacting friends and family more than usual, and that's certainly something the survey found. And, you know, she's among the 20% of people who feel like their communities will emerge even stronger than before because of these types of things they're seeing happen. There's also a lot of evidence that people are, you know, wanting to help, whether they're helping already or planning to help others, whether it's other people or organizations by donating money, supplies, and time. These sorts of things have a lot of people these days feeling optimistic despite how challenging this time is.
And I think one of the purposes behind this survey effort is to try and look for common ground, right, among communities and people who maybe would not normally be on the same page politically. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So I spoke with Nova Powell. He's 77. He lives in a tiny town in Texas called Pettibone. It's in a rural part of the state, very conservative. And he told me that when his local grocery store ran out of distilled water, like many stores have in the recent past, he explained to them why he really needed it to operate a medical device that his wife needs when she sleeps.
They went totally out of their supply chain themselves and got a case of Ozarka distilled water and kept it aside for me. That's the kind of people that are here. And their politics are very far removed from mine. They're very pro-Trump and ultra-conservative and so forth. And they know that I'm not. But that doesn't matter to them. And it doesn't matter to me that they are.
I understand another major point of agreement across party lines, or at least consensus, is this idea that the federal government should be taking an active role in fighting COVID-19. What are we seeing in the data that speaks to that point?
Right. So the data shows that more than 90% of people say the federal government should do things such as provide free widespread testing. That's across party lines. Also between 60 and 80% of both Republicans and Democrats feel the government should mandate manufacturers to create supplies that are needed at this time, mandate pharmaceutical companies to help with the development of treatments and vaccines. And there's also broad support for mandatory quarantine for people returning from high-risk areas. And, you know, one of the things that the people who conducted the poll, the one who I spoke with, David Schleifer, he's the director of research with Public Agenda, he said he was really surprised when he saw that nearly half of all Americans say that even domestic flights should be grounded right now. And we're seeing a lot of agreement on these points, which, you know, maybe we might not have expected to see that level of agreement prior to this type of crisis.
What about this? You know, we have seen some dissension about the amount of business shutdowns, and particularly in the southern part of the state where there haven't been as many confirmed cases, at least, you know, known and confirmed cases. I want to emphasize that yet, where people say, do we need, this level of staying in place that is happening in statewide because of the governor's orders. So I wonder, what do people think about the idea of providing support to businesses and individuals who have been hurt by these stay-at-home orders and these layoffs that have resulted from that? I mean, there's record unemployment. Millions of people have lost their jobs across the country, and a lot of people are struggling financially.
Right. So what the survey found is that more than three quarters of Americans, this is people across party lines, feel that the federal government right now should provide businesses with things like no-interest loans and also give cash payments directly to those who need it throughout this crisis time. The survey also asked, interestingly, you know, whether people support paid sick leave legislation. Here, let's listen to what David Schleifer, Director of Research at Public Agenda, had to say discussing that point.
You have 70% of Republicans and 88% of Democrats who favor the federal government passing paid sick leave legislation, which I think is pretty interesting. And I don't think we would have seen that if we weren't in the situation that we're in.
That was David Schleifer from Public Agenda. He spoke with reporter Christine Herman about the results of a new national survey exploring people's views on the COVID-19 pandemic. Christine is here with us now on the 21st to help us learn more about this survey. Christine, the survey also found widespread agreement that the U.S. should not be too quick to return to normal life, right?
Yes. So this was one of the other significant findings from this data. 9 out of 10 Democrats and 81% of Republicans say they believe the nation should go slow in rebooting the economy to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to help save lives. So we're seeing people on all sides of the political spectrum also say that the federal government's main priority right now should be preventing the spread of the virus. That's 80% of Democrats and 64% of Republicans who feel that. It is important to note, this is something David Schleifer shared with me from Public Agenda. They're the ones who conducted this poll. There's a small but significant minority, about 20% of people, who feel the government's main priority right now should be to protect the economy and to avoid a recession. So I spoke with Jean Vo. She's a Republican in Mobile, Alabama, to learn why she feels this way.
I mean, I understand they're trying to prevent death, but there are other long-term ways that people's lives can be affected, even if they're never touched by the virus themselves. I mean, financial problems can destroy marriages very easily. So if this drags on for months, people lose their homes, families are split up, and it's going to be bad. So I really don't know that it's the right thing to do to completely shut down most of the economy to save lives.
And there's also, sort of in that same vein, I understand, a partisan split over whether the federal government is doing a good job handling this crisis.
That's right, Brian. And, you know, perhaps not surprising, you know, Republicans are more than twice as likely as Democrats right now to feel like the government is doing all it can to address this crisis. So there is that partisan split we're seeing, despite seeing a lot of agreement on, you know, certain other areas and certain specifics regarding legislation and, you know, different efforts that people feel should be made right now.
So many of the people who participated in this survey were already struggling with economic uncertainty. I understand you spoke with 25-year-old Matthew Mullins in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Tell us about his situation.
Yeah, so Matthew, he told me he had just been laid off at a factory. He had a job at a factory that processes potato products. And, you know, he told me one of his big concerns right now, obviously, is how is he going to make his rent? How is he going to pay his bills? You know, he's having conversations with his landlord, as probably many people are right now, about, you know, like, will there be a grace period until, you know, maybe the stimulus money comes in or I'm able to find a way to pay? You know, and also he told me he has roommates who still work at that factory. And he said, you know, they feel lucky to have their jobs, but, you know, he's worried about their health and safety because it's a high traffic place. And, you know, to that point we were discussing earlier about paid sick leave, you know, he was saying the workers there don't have it. And he says the problem with that is that it incentivizes people to work through their illnesses, and that really puts everyone at risk.
Very shortly before this all began, we had a coworker with the flu who very openly spoke about having it, but wasn't willing to go home despite our protests.
And, you know, you can empathize with that, right? Because for someone for whom, you know, if I don't work, I don't get paid, that's a very challenging situation to be in. And now that the nation is dealing with this threat of COVID-19, it seems there's more support now for addressing this particular economic issue of paid sick leave, because this can very quickly become a public health issue.
Can you tell us also about Rick Liske in Toledo, Ohio? This is someone who's eagerly awaiting the money from the federal stimulus package because he has also been laid off from his job.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. Rick is 46. He told me he spent most of his life in the restaurant business, which we know is hurting everywhere right now. And he told me he recently lost his job as a sous chef at a local restaurant. And before COVID-19, he was saying if you lost your job, you could pretty easily find another one at a restaurant, another restaurant, because there were so many, but just not anymore. No one's hiring. So, another thing we talked about was, he told me that as a gay man, having restaurants and bars closed right now is really like a double whammy for him, because not only did he lose his job, but he's also lost that in-person connection that he had to the LGBTQ community.
In a small community like we're in, it's just not a bar. It's more of a community type deal, It's where people go for togetherness. And then, it's kind of like being on Cheers, where you want to go where everybody knows your name. So, a lot of people feel isolated, with that being gone and just all of a sudden ripped away from them.
So there's just a lot of people who are really struggling. I think that's really important to acknowledge that, the survey found that the majority of people actually don't perceive the threat of COVID-19 is significant for them personally. But still, there are still so many people like Rick, so many people like Matthew, who this has been devastating, and the uncertainty of the future is very, very scary for them.
So what does the data show about people's perceptions about how significant of a threat COVID-19 is to them and their communities?
So let's start with what the data shows about people's perceptions about the threats to the global economy and the U.S. more broadly. It's roughly 3/4 of people, so this is obviously across party lines, who feel this poses a real threat, as well as to the stock market. When you get down to the community level and the personal level is where those numbers drop off. So less than half of people say that they feel that COVID-19 poses a threat to their communities. And, just over a third overall say they feel threatened by it personally. So that's a little bit interesting that people are perceiving this as a real threat, perhaps because there's so many stories we hear on the news and, we're hearing about this, 24/7 in the news cycle. But still, for people personally, there's still only, roughly a third of people who are feeling this is a threat to me.
Yeah, I wonder personally if the lack of testing plays into that, right? Because we just don't know how widespread the disease is, particularly in some downstate communities where there's just been so little testing.
Right. And that's an interesting question. And the data didn't break it down by age. I would be curious to know, how does it break down, for people who are elderly versus people who are younger? For people in different geographic regions as well. Obviously, in some of the hotspots, this might be perceived as a bigger threat than in some parts of the country where they're not really seeing a huge spike in cases, at least, not yet.
Yeah, and like you said, if you're young and you keep hearing the message that this mostly afflicts, or at least seriously afflicts older people more severely than younger people, that probably plays into your thinking as well.
Right.
So what other actions are people saying they want to see the federal government taking right now?
What the survey asked about is whether people feel the U.S. government should take certain actions to contain the spread of the coronavirus. So, we already discussed this whole idea of mandatory quarantines and widespread testing. But there's also pretty broad support for temporarily stopping immigration from high-risk countries. So not just travel, but immigration, as well as canceling all large-scale events, which obviously we're already seeing happen pretty much everywhere now. And imposing mandatory quarantines in certain spots of the country where there are major outbreaks, more than 80% of people say they support those types of efforts. And then as well as, more than 70% of people say ground all international flights. And this, we hear about the shortage of surgical masks and protective gear. 68% of people say that the federal government should be providing surgical masks for people in states with reported cases. So more support from the federal level for the states that are really dealing with outbreaks right now.
So bottom line here, what are your big takeaways from all of this reporting you've done on this survey?
So the data suggests that the COVID-19 pandemic, despite all of the difficulty it's causing right now, all the hardship, it's also unifying the nation in ways that, you know, maybe seemed inconceivable just a few weeks ago. There's support for certain types of legislation broadly that we maybe haven't seen in the past at that level. And, you know, I think the encouraging part for me and probably for many others hearing this right now is that there are a lot of people who are taking action to come together to try to support each other. And there's also pretty broad agreement that we can't be impatient when we're trying to move past the situation and get back to life as usual, to the way things once were. We need to move slowly to reboot the economy. There's pretty wide support for that, despite all of the challenges that are being created during this time.
Christine Herman is a reporter with WILL and Illinois Newsroom. She produced this story in partnership with Side Effects Public Media and America Amplified, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting. Christine, thanks so much for being here and sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Coming up after the break, gyms and other fitness centers may be closed, but authorities say it's still okay to be outside, at least at an appropriate social distance. That has some people taking up running. We'll talk to a couple of experts just ahead, and we want to hear your story. Have you been putting in miles since the stay-at-home order? Give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or tweet us at 21st Show. That's 21st Show. That's all coming up on the 21st. Stay with us.